Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
My name is LaVon Williams, and I voted for the first time in the election today.
This clip, recorded by a Huffington Post reporter on Election Day in Virginia, went viral.
Just bubbling in those little bubbles, you know, gave me such a sense of power and excitement.
It was one of several videos highlighting Virginians who had lost their right to vote because of a felony conviction. Since Virginia's governor, Terry McAuliffe, began restoring those rights in large numbers, almost 50,000 former felons have registered to vote who previously couldn't. In a press conference the day after the election, McAuliffe was asked whether he had seen any of the interviews.
You know, I was so heartwarmed to see those stories yesterday. Grown men with tears in their eyes walking out for the "I voted" sticker for the first time in their life. That's why you get into politics.
Restoring voting rights is done through the executive branch. Lawmakers, though, could make the process simpler. They could modify the state constitution so felons are no longer permanently banned from voting. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.